Chapter 36, Reformation and Counter-Reformation, The Spread of the Reformation. Do you remember Martin Luther and his new ideas about sin and forgiveness? Martin Luther said that God didn't require penance, acts to show repentance, to forgive sins. And he criticized the Catholic Church for selling indulgences, allowing people to pay money to get out of doing penance. Martin Luther's 95 theses were printed by printing presses and passed around to thousands of people. The 95 theses and other essays that Martin Luther wrote started a huge argument all across Europe. The argument wasn't really about sin and forgiveness, it was about the Catholic Church. You see, when Martin Luther criticized indulgences, he was saying the Catholic Church is telling Christians to believe the wrong things. The Catholic Church doesn't know what God wants. This was an incredible thing to say. For hundreds and hundreds of years, millions of Christians had trusted the Church and its priests to tell them what God wanted. The Catholic Church believed that the Pope could speak for God, and that when he spoke for God, he would never be mistaken. Now this German monk was saying that the Pope and the Church were wrong. He was claiming that Christians could read the Bible for themselves and could find out what God was saying to them without having a priest to help them. Every man could teach himself directly from the Bible. And now that printing presses were making hundreds of Bibles, ordinary people could have Bibles of their own for the very first time. Throughout Europe, Martin Luther found followers who wanted to read the Bible for themselves rather than accepting the teachings of the Catholic Church. Their slogan became, "Every man his own priest." These followers of Luther were called reformers because they wanted the Church to change or reform. The Catholic Church was horrified. If every man was his own priest, every man could come to his own conclusions about God. What would happen to the truth? What would happen to the Christian Church? It would splinter into 100 different pieces, and then no one would know which church had the truth about God. And the Church was also worried about the new Bibles that were being printed in England, in Germany, and in other countries. These Bibles were being translated into English, German, and other languages. But how could anyone know whether these translations were good translations or not? An Englishman might translate the Bible into English and get part of it wrong. Then Englishmen reading this English Bible would be misled about God. So the Church spoke out strongly against Reformation. The Pope condemned many reformers as heretics, men who no longer followed the truth about God. But the Reformation continued. One of Martin Luther's followers, a scholar named Philip Melanchthon, wrote down the teachings of the reformers in a document called the Augsburg Confession. This confession, or statement of faith, gave reformers a chance to think of themselves as one group, with one set of ideas about the Christian faith. They became known as Protestants because they protested against the practices of the Catholic Church. From now on, the Church would be divided into two groups. Catholics would continue to listen to the Pope and to the Catholic priests and to follow the official teachings of the Catholic Church. Protestants would insist that every man could read the Bible and interpret it for himself. Today we still talk about Christians as Catholics and Protestants. Protestant churches, including Lutherans, Presbyterians, Baptists, Episcopalians, Methodists, and Pentecostals, are separate from the Catholic Church because of Martin Luther's Reformation 500 years ago. For hundreds of years, Catholics and Protestants argued about how to understand and obey God. Both Catholics and Protestants wanted to follow God and obey Him. Protestants thought that men and women should be able to read the Bible and find out what God wanted for themselves. Catholics thought that the Bible could only be interpreted properly with the help of the Church. But during the Reformation, Protestant teaching also spread for reasons that didn't have anything to do with obeying God. Every man his own priest was a good slogan for Renaissance times because many Renaissance men and women just didn't like the idea of accepting someone else's teachings without question. They wanted to make up their own minds about God, just like they wanted to make up their own minds about the shape of the earth. And many countries didn't like the idea that a pope who lived in Italy could tell English, German, and French Christians what to do. When Henry VIII became a Protestant, by setting up his own English church, he wasn't trying to obey God. He was telling the Pope, I am an English king and I can do whatever I want no matter what an Italian pope says. So the disagreement between Catholics and Protestants also had to do with politics, the ways in which earthly rulers controlled their kingdoms. Being Catholic or Protestant meant more than simply belonging to different churches. Arguments between Catholics and Protestants sometimes turned into wars between countries, and sometimes Catholics and Protestants in the same country fought civil wars with each other. The Council of Trent. 28 years after Martin Luther posted his 95 Theses on the church door at Wittenberg, the Pope called for a council, an official meeting of the Catholic Church's leaders. "Our faith says that there must be one church," the Pope announced, "but our unity has been torn apart by division and quarreling, so we must gather together to consider what we should do next." The Pope ordered all of the leaders or bishops of the Catholic Church to meet on the 1st of November in an Italian city called Trent. This Council of Trent was supposed to discuss the beliefs of the Catholic Church and how they differed from Protestant beliefs. The leaders of the Church wanted to write out a statement that would tell everyone exactly what the Church taught about every important area of belief. This took 18 years. For 18 years, the Church leaders held meetings at Trent. They discussed forgiveness of sins, the Bible, penance, the authority of the Pope, and hundreds of other issues. Sometimes the discussions got a bit rowdy. According to one story, two bishops who were arguing about Martin Luther's teachings on faith got so angry with each other that one grabbed the other by the beard and shook him. When the King of Spain heard about this, he wrote the Council of Trent and told them that if they didn't quiet down a little, he would come throw a few bishops into the river to cool them off. Finally, after 18 years, the Council of Trent wrote down a number of different statements on Catholic belief. These statements became the official doctrines of the Catholic Church. But the bishops who met at Trent went even further. They insisted that the teachings of the Church were all true, and that the Church had not misled any Christians about their faith. But they also admitted that the Church's priests and bishops had sometimes acted wrongly. You see, during the Middle Ages, the Church had built many cathedrals, started many schools, and bought a lot of land. As a matter of fact, by the end of the Middle Ages, the Church owned more land than any king or emperor. This meant that the bishops and priests did more than preach and take care of people's spiritual needs. They also had to act like landlords and mayors. Some of these priests and bishops got more interested in making money than in preaching about Christ. Archbishops, bishops who had authority over a number of other bishops, had even been willing to sell priesthoods. They would make a rich man a bishop in return for a large payment of money. This meant that the Church had bishops who weren't really interested in spiritual matters. These kinds of problems had led many of the reformers to speak out against the Catholic Church. The Council of Trent agreed that some of the Church's practices had been wrong. So when the bishops made their statements about the Catholic Church's beliefs, they also wrote out ideas for fixing these problems. From now on, no one could buy their way into being a bishop. Everyone who wanted to be a priest had to go to a special school called a seminary. There, priests would be trained and taught all of the Church's doctrines. The Council of Trent reformed the Catholic Church so that it would be even stronger. We call the years after the Council of Trent the Counter-Reformation, because during this time, the Catholic Church changed some of the practices which Martin Luther and the other reformers had criticized. But the Counter-Reformation didn't bring peace between Protestants and Catholics. Protestants and Catholics still fought with each other. Protestant kings and queens often ordered Catholics who lived in their countries to be arrested, put in jail, and sometimes even put to death. And Catholic kings and queens did the same to Protestants.